Raw Bits, a brief podcast before the M&A and Tech Conference in Berlin. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Tech Law Bits, a podcast in preparation of the sixth edition of the International Bar Association's M&A in the Tech Sector Conference to be held in Berlin in 2 weeks' time on March 23rd and 24th. My name is Martin Schirmbacher. I'm a tech lawyer at Hertting in Berlin. And of course, I look forward to seeing many international colleagues here in Berlin. Two of these magnificent colleagues are here with me in this episode, and thanks for joining me. Alethea Au from Toronto, Canada, and Moritz Maurer from Zurich, Switzerland. Welcome to the two of you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Martin.
Thanks, Martin.
Great. May I just briefly, before we come to your topic, reps and warranties in insurance issues, before we get into this, may I ask you to briefly introduce yourself? Maybe, Alethea, you want to start?
Thank you, Martin, and happy to. My name is Alethea Au. I am a partner in the Toronto office of Stikeman Elliott. We are a full-service business law firm. My specialty is in M&A and private equity, and in particular with in the technology industry with a lot of technology clients. I do a lot of cross-border transactions, so I'm really looking forward to this roundtable in Berlin.
Thanks, Alethea. And Moritz, what about you?
First of all, thanks for having me, Martin. It's a pleasure. I'm very looking forward to this conference. My name is Moritz Maurer. I'm a partner with NKF based in Zurich. I'm specialized as well in private equity and M&A, primarily focused on buy side. So therefore, W&I and tech is something that we deal a lot of. And increasingly, these times since COVID has been very interesting.
Great. Thank you, too. I'm very happy to have you in this episode. I already briefly mentioned your topic for the Hot Topic Roundtables. Alethea, what would you let the listeners know what you're going to speak about and what they have to or what the topic is about?
Sure. So as Moritz mentioned, I think in the last, I'd say, 5 to 8 years, rep and warranty insurance have certainly really increased in popularity, not just amongst private equity buyers, but also strategics nowadays as well. I think one of the pieces that I think we've absolutely seen, which have been very interesting, is the development of the product and the solution as it evolves with market conditions. So we're hit with COVID, and now we have the conflict in Ukraine. And it's really interesting to see how the risk allocation between buyers and sellers, especially in the tech industry, which really is, for some of these businesses, are not as impacted by these market events, have navigated the product. And I think, you know, for tech M&A, and I'm sure Moritz will have lots to say about this as well, there's common themes that come through. There are common risk areas that have to be allocated between buyers and sellers. And I think use of this particular solution is very appropriate, given the nature of this industry. There are lots of, on the sell side, there's often founder sellers who are selling the companies, after they have taken it to the level that they can take it to. And these founder sellers tend to, the buyers, especially private equity buyers, want these founder sellers to have skin in the game. So they want them to have rollover equity going forward after the transaction. And this allows them to avoid the awkward situation of, claiming against their key employees kind of after the transaction closes. And then there's just certain risks that, inherent in tech M&A, IP, sort of that type of key value drivers for the transaction that come up often. And I think it'll be very interesting to have a good discussion with all the attendees in Berlin as to how, we're dealing with this in the different jurisdictions. So I'm going to pause there. I'm sure Moritz will have lots to say too.
Well, thanks, Alethea. I think that was a wonderful intro, and you touched up on I think the most important points already. And I think that the discussion that we're going to have in Berlin will be very interesting. What I in particular now see, and what is very interesting, is it's a common issue, but it's a question of ownership when it comes to tech company. It's one thing if you have a commodity company or a retail company, but if you're a tech company, the crucial, in particular in the due diligence, then looking into the underwriting calls, how to provide comfort to the insurers that you actually looked into the IP ownership and whether actually the company owns the IP or not, and how to, if they do not yet but fully own the IP, how can you remedy this prior to closing or prior to signing. And this has been in particular an increasing big issue for insurers to get comfortable to provide coverage, also with the rollover, as you mentioned, then depending on how much people will roll over, the percentage and how much coverage you will get with the rollover. And this altogether, I think, makes tech M&A a very interesting and a very specific area where IP and know-how is crucial to understand the business.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think touching on to Marissa's point on the diligence piece as well, I think it would be really interesting to hear from the attendees and to have a good discussion about, I'm sure various jurisdictions, especially in Canada, we have a lot of tax incentives for R&D, development of IP, et cetera. And sometimes these create issues because they have benefit to country type thresholds, that when you have cross-border transactions, you could trigger these types of thresholds, which would require repayment of funds advanced for research and development and the creation of IP. So there's some things that I'm really interested to hearing, from the attendees there, how their particular jurisdictions manage these issues. Because as Marissa said, like the IP ownership, it's common across, but we all have different rules about when your ownership might be crystallized, right? So that all it would be, very helpful, I think, for us practitioners when we deal with cross-border transactions to know about that.
Right, great. As you said, coming back to the original topic about insurance, can you, for the more tech lawyer part of the tech M&A conference, maybe explain how that works in practice? How does the insurance come in, and what do they demand basically when you're for a client negotiating like this contract? How does that play in? Is that different from each case, or is that like similar?
Alethea, do you want to go first?
Sure. Happy to. Moritz touched for the tech lawyers and the tech M&A piece, the diligence is really important, right? Because now we have our tech group often looking into IP ownership, any of the assignment rights, licensing rights, etc. And what we do now is we have, diligence report where we get our, our tech group's expertise and their findings. That's presented to the buyer. And in addition, this diligence report is shared with the insurer. The insurer looks at this report and usually use it as a guiding post as to the types of questions that they like to ask during the underwriting call to see if there would be exclusions to the coverage on the breach of reps and warranties. We would expect that, they piggyback off of the diligence of the purchaser, and their main concern is ensuring that appropriate diligence has been done to verify the ownership rights of the IP. And I put, I see Moritz smiling a little bit because appropriate is different for different insurers sometimes. And we also want to make sure that we avoid to the extent as much as possible any, we have a way to respond to the extent that there are, I wouldn't say red flags, but concerns raised about, let's say, IP and IT type issues, so that we're able to give the insurer, as the buyer, we're able to give the insurer comfort that we've done the appropriate diligence. One area I always see get questions is on cybersecurity. So having an appropriate BCP plan, having done pen tests, etc., those all help, right? And it may just be as simple as the buyer having asked the target, do you have these policies? Do you follow these policies? Have you recently done a testing on these policies? That all gives the insurers comfort, and that will help, like, being able from the tech lawyer's perspective, being able to kind of ask those questions, having done that kind of diligence, would really help the buyer get fulsome coverage. So I'm going to pause here. I'm sure Moritz will have lots to add too.
Before you do, Moritz, just one hint, there's another table, and I've already spoken to Søren Skibsted on overlooked cybersecurity risks in M&A, and that's obviously the same topic from the other angle. But it's very hot, I'd say. Moritz, sorry.
Yeah, no, I just want to confirm this, and maybe a few more general points on W&I, especially since maybe not every tech lawyer is very 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 familiar with that concept. W&I brought in a new player into the M&A game. Up until now, there were buyer and seller, and now you have a third party that you must negotiate with. This is the insurer. So it makes the entire process a bit more complicated in terms of aligning deadlines, aligning teams, and the very interesting. I mean, obviously, the concept is the buyer gets possible damages insured. So he does not have to go after the seller. He can go after insurer with appropriate pockets. But the concept from a due diligence point of view is that you look different at a transaction if you have an insurance. That these having a DD quick, let's say, quick and dirty done is not possible anymore, because a very lean or very superficial due diligence report fires massively back if you want to take out insurer, because they then come back and say, well, I mean, we cannot insure this transaction because you have not looked into anything. So it has been very common, interesting point, and also how you actually flag findings, because sometimes you have to draft your due diligence report. You should not maybe overstate certain issues and sometimes play them a bit low, because otherwise you might have an issue with the insurer. So all in all, it's very fascinating process that has, I think, that has changed M&A with quite some bit.
Yeah, 100%. I think the moral hazard problem, you know, that comes with just general insurance, right? Now the purchaser doesn't care to do due diligence, and the vendor doesn't care about negotiating the reps anymore because they know they have no liability associated with it. Because once there's a breach, you go to the insurer for coverage. It's a very interesting dynamic that comes into play now. And it certainly has shifted kind of the discussions around risk allocation in an M&A transaction. And to Marissa's point, while we as lawyers are, you know, risk averse to start, having now gone through, you know, done so many transactions, it is very in creating or in drafting those types of reports, we have to also keep in mind the materiality aspect of any issue and how that plays into, again, this now construct where we have a third player coming into the transaction.
Absolutely. That makes absolute sense. And I've seen that, you know, even you have to look that buyer and seller tend to sometimes be on the same page and the insurance coming in as a third party. So anyway, I think you've already brought forward quite a few arguments, but the last question I ask all participants in these episodes is, and maybe Moritz, you want to go first. Why should attendees join your table and on reps and warranties and insurance?
Well, that's very easy, because if they join our table, they will know what to look into in a tech deal to know how to get these risks insured.
Great. And Alethea, do you want to add?
We're super interesting. It's going to be fun.
Fun. That's always good.
Yes. And I think to Marissa's point, because it's being used so much, I think it's going to be a very practical session. It's going to talk about a topic that's very current in the market. And, you know, we'll make it informative. It's going to be practical. We're going to certainly give takeaways to the attendees on how we can all be kind of better practitioners. And I think the discussion will be very interesting.
Thank you. Interesting and fun as this was to record this with you. Thank you, Alethea and Moritz, and certainly looking forward to seeing you in 2 weeks' time in Berlin. Always exciting to have a conference in your hometown, although strenuous at the same time, I have to say. But yeah, and for all of you out there, if you're still hesitating to register for the conference, do it. We have two more arguments just had on this show. Thank you very much, all of you, and see you in Berlin. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Looking forward to it.
Law Bits.